Hello, I see you're interested in the Corsa with
mobile connectivity.
Exactly.
And advanced European engineering for a fun dynamic drive.
All for just £149 initial rental, then £149 a month.
Really?
Search Corsa Energy. Vauxhall. British brand since 1903. Personal contract hire offer on Corsa 3-door Energy 1.4 75 PS in metallic paint. Initial rental £149 plus 47 months at £149. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 20,000 over 48 months, charged at 5 pence per mile. You will not own the car. T's and C's apply. Offer ends March 31st, 2018. Offer not available with free insurance.
You're now listening to Gamertag Radio's E3 2015 coverage, live from the Los Angeles Convention Center.
Hey, it's Paris Gamertag Radio. We're at E3 2015, and I'm doing an interview I've been wanting to freaking do for probably the last 6 months at this point. I got Luke Smith from Bungie. Luke, thank you for coming on.
Thank you. It's good to finally get to catch up, man. We've been trying. It's like I didn't have anything really to share, like no reason to talk about stuff yet, and finally we're able to sit down and talk about what's going on.
So, Taken King, tell me about it. Let's do it this way. Let's start with the subclasses. Talk about the new subclasses that are coming on Taken
King.
So,
yeah, I'm going to like mix this up a little bit on you too. Which one did you play? Cuz you just came out of the room. What you were playing?
I did the Warlock. I did it twice cuz the first time the controllers were screwed up. So I did the Warlock cuz it's kind of my main character anyways when I play at home, and yeah, I did the new Arc Storm and all that.
Yep.
It's pretty badass. I liked it.
So, the three new subclasses, the Warlock is the Stormcaller just like you talked about. That is basically the Emperor Palpatine fantasy, like
yes.
Wizard plus lightning, it sells itself. Like it is, you cruise around the world giving, yeah, you're a living storm. It's a lot of fun. The Sunbreaker is the Solar Titan, and that is I think I read some kid on the internet called it the Hammer of Solnir,
right.
Which I think is amazing. Like we love watching our fans like start to play with the names of these things because we really agonize about the names. The Sunbreaker Titan, and so what this does is this adds that ranged threat to the Titan, who until now, the Striker Titan is all close quarters, and the Defender Titan is, you know, like, I'm going to build a base, this is my house, I have to defend it, Kevin McAllister style. And then the third class, which is, like, currently my favorite, which is the Nightstalker Hunter. And so with the Hunter, we had two really strong, like, lone wolf fantasies for the Gunslinger and the Blade Dancer. Like, the Blade Dancers have this, like, invisible medic part of their tree that they can go to. But when we were thinking about the new super for the Hunter, we wanted a more supportive build. And the Nightstalker, with the Shadow Shot bow that, like, contains and holds your enemies in place, you become, like, the point guard on the battlefield. And this lets you set up plays, opportunities for your buddies to come along. You could throw a Nova Bomb or throw Storm Trance at these guys on your Warlock and blow up the guys that I gathered up for you.
Right on. So, moving on from the subclasses, I noticed in the weapons, I saw a lot of Suros. So, what's the story behind that? Because there was a Suros rocket launcher, there was a Suros, I think, pulse rifle I saw, and something else too, I think. So, talk about that.
Yeah, so what we're doing is we took a couple of our exotics that, you know, we thought looked really cool and we felt like we could take to a different place, like Suros and the Amalon Hardlight are two examples that I'll use. And we asked ourselves a question in fiction. What would happen if Guardians were truly uncovering these artifacts or buying them from Xur and then taking them back to the city? What would happen in this, like, in our like crazy future? And we're like, oh, well, commerce would take over. These things would become manufactured and then redistributed to Guardians of the city to go out and wage war on our enemies. And that led to the creation of our weapon foundries. So what you saw in the build today were the first pieces of that Suros weapon foundry. So those guns, when we ship the game, are going to have like unique feeling talents, unique setups, amazing art. I hope that some people are going to start to see that stuff. They look unique. And these are weapons that are going to show up as blues and legendaries like throughout the game. So they're not just exotics now.
Right.
Now Suros is a full-fledged brand. And you'll notice that, you know, in that briefing video, I was wearing a hooded sweatshirt that people have been giving me some questions about with a Hockey logo on it. And Hockey is another one of these brands. So we're really embracing the weapon foundries, and it's a part of our just like the general vision for some of the stuff that we're doing with the Taken King, which is about empowering player expression and creativity, which, you know, we're going to talk a whole lot this summer about the way that we're going to continue to do that. But like weapons that you can build an affinity toward and branding, like that's a place that we want to start with.
Now, along those lines, when we're talking weapons, the original vision that I saw at Destiny when you guys were on stage a few years ago was that I could get a weapon and that could be my weapon throughout my journey as a Guardian. Is that the direction that you guys are trying to go to?
I think that we're not going to talk a whole lot today about where you and your arsenal that you've been building have been going. This is one of those things that we feel as players, the same sort of, you know, the same sort of excitement about what are we going to do next? Where are we going to go? But that's like definitely a conversation that's going to continue to unfold this year.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you about your Galahorn and its future today.
Okay, right on.
You do have a Galahorn, don't you?
Of course I
do.
Well,
then we could group together.
Absolutely. On LFG.net. So going into the story, how many new locations are we going to see? Or are we just doing more reverse, the same level stuff? And... how many story missions are we going to
So take? We're not going to talk about how many story missions there are okay. in the Taken King campaign, but it is a full, rich campaign, voice acted, cinematics, everything. And we have a brand new destination, the Dreadnought. That's Oryx's fortress.
Right.
So when you're looking at the cool art for the game, like these three characters behind us that, because this is the audio, no one can see, those guys are on the Dreadnought itself. The Dreadnought is our first new destination that we've been able to add to the world. It's something we're super excited to get players into. What does it mean when I say we're adding new destination? Well, this is a place where there's new spaces, new patrols, brand new patrol types. We're taking some of those new patrol types, sprinkling them back through the world, updating the rest of the game world with some of the Taken presence itself. But also, we're building new strikes. Some of those are going to take place in the Dreadnought. And the maybe most asked question this week, so I'm just going to answer it before you ask it, is yes, there's a brand new 6-player raid, and it takes place on the Dreadnought, and it's coming out this fall with the Taken King.
Oh, of course we were going to get to the raid, so since you brought that up, talk about
this. I'm leaning in.
Yes. Talk about that Oryx character, and then what can you tell us about this new raid?
So let's talk about Oryx. So Oryx represents a lot of cool stuff to us as developers. His presence in our game is a way that we are able to acknowledge and nod to the work that players have done. Y'all killed Crota over and over, and you know, some of you out there in audio land probably killed him by unplugging your cable, which is like sending up a which is like sending up a flare to an angry hive god. And Oryx is that god, and he has returned with vengeance in his mind. What are you gonna say about this?
I'm not gonna lie, I did it.
I think the confession's great. It's healthy. We can move past it.
Thank you. I feel the weight off of my chest now. What is Bungie doing towards the multiplayer lag thing? Because I go into Prison of Elders, or not Prison of Elders, I go into Trials, and I see people lag switching. What can, if anything, Bungie do to fix or get rid of that?
I think with stuff like Trials of Osiris, which is a brand new PvP activity in Destiny, like we're... in the spirit of, you know, our updating of the game, we've updated the game over 30 times since the game came out. We're always learning new things that players are going to do to the game, and we're going to continue our, you know, establishing tradition of updating the game and making stuff like that better. As far as to your specific question about Trials of Osiris, that's actually something I don't know the answer to.
We're going back to the raid, but.
Yeah, I felt like what you did there was you're like, ask that hard question. Okay, I'm coming back.
Okay, I'm coming back. You know,
like
no.
good cop, bad cop. Good cop. Okay, if that's how we're gonna do it, I'll just pay attention to that. When the mic switches, I'll change tone too.
Oh no, I'm gonna be bad cop with this raid. But
well, let's talk more about Oryx then.
No. Actually, I want to stay on the multiplayer for just a second. So talk about those new modes that are coming.
So what we're showing today at E3 is we have Mayhem, which is, I think Lars Bakken said it pretty funnily in the briefing video, like what happens when, we wondered what happened when we give people infinite super energy and grenades. The answer is, yeah, chaos. And so Mayhem is a really fun thing for us to show here, because when we want players to get their hands on the new subclasses and get as much time with them as possible, making that thing recharge every minute means you're going to get a lot of uptime with your Storm Trance or your Shadow Shot or the Hammer of Soul if you're a Sunbreaker Titan. And so then the other mode is Rift. And Rift is the 6v6 sort of neutral bomb, neutral flag inspired game mode where players pick up a spark and they become the spark runner. They still get to use their guns. They're still a war machine, and they carry it to the rift and they perform something that we just call a dunk. And the dunk is the dunk kills a bunch of players who are nearby, and you get bonus points for going in backwards.
Wow.
I could say that again slower maybe. You get bonus points for going in backwards.
Any possibility for getting a bigger multiplayer experience than 6v6?
Yeah, we're really only talking this week about sort of the core experiences that we're sharing with people today. I think that's a good question.
No, you have to understand, Pete and I being here, we're two very hardcore Destiny players. This is
the hardcore players ask the toughest questions because they're like, "Hi, I have 800 hours in the game, and I want to talk to you about this thing." And you're like, "Oh boy, this is gonna be a serious question." Like, "Hi, I've played more than you, and I wanted to ask you about this thing that you might or might not be aware of." And I'm like, "Okay, let's talk about that." So I get it. Ask away.
No. The reason I bring it up, I got to go back to this raid thing. So you're the director of the Vault of Glass, right?
Yes.
Which I have to say, from my own personal experience, one of the greatest cooperative gameplay experiences I've ever had. It's fantastic. Bugs aside, but we won't talk about that. What have you learned from that has helped you in developing this new raid we'll see in the Taken King?
I think just like everything, you know, as we continue to change the way the game's being experienced and react to things like story and evolving characters, the raids are something that's similar to that, which is, you know, players, I think, and we learn from watching them play Vault and watching them play Crota, like, they really love the spirit of adventure and feeling like you're going on a journey. And with our raid this fall in the Taken King, we want to capture that spirit of adventure, going on a place, like an opportunity for you and five friends to really get through some space together. And that's probably all I'm going to say about the raid, because a bunch of the guys who work here have been asked questions about it, and they've been really good about saying nothing. So for me to overshare with you guys, that would just not be fair to everyone else.
But no, but all jokes aside, that's part of the reason what makes a raid so great is that first time you go in not knowing what the hell's going on, like, and you have to figure it out.
Yeah, it's the fun, and it's like the fun, and there's this magical quality to, you know, figuring something out with hopefully a group of people that you know, care about, and like hang out with. I know that some of that sounds like sort of like, you know, frau idealism, but, you know, I loved the idea when we were developing Vault of Glass of these long walks and like jumps and things that you would do that would create moments of, you know, laughter. Like, you get to that, when you get to that, spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't played it yet, when you get to that cliff for the first time as a group and you're like, oh my God, we're at this, we are like, where do we go? And maybe you look down in the distance and you can just see, you're like, there's something sparkling down there. And you're like, nah, there's no, the gate, we're not, the gate, it's not going to ask us to jump. And the first guy does it. And it's awesome. Yeah. And it also taught you something new about your jumping ability, which is like, you can air brake to survive damage. And so things like that, experiences like that are really important. They're really important to me and to the raid team. And so when we're thinking about what we're going to do next, we're definitely looking at those feelings and wanting to create feeling, emotion, and opportunities for people to talk.
Now, I have to pause completely on Destiny for a second to say, you guys can't see it because it's audio, but this dude is trying to make me laugh so much just with the looks on his face. And for those of you who don't know, Luke Smith is old school podcaster, so him holding the mic and talking, I know, is obviously very comfortable for you, so you're having a blast with this.
Absolutely right, yeah. It is.
Do you miss it?
You know, I there are times when I do really miss it. I loved doing stuff like One Up Yours back in the day. Like, I love those guys. Like, it's a lot of fun, and it's still, you know, it's still one of my favorite, you know, favorite things to think about that I've done in my career. Like, that's been, it's awesome. It's super fun.
Yeah, I was talking to Garnet last night. I was even telling him the same thing. I was like, dude, I miss you doing the podcasting stuff. I used to tune in every week to listen to you guys. Like, when you guys used to do your E3 stuff and all together and arguing about Sony's better than this or that's bullshit or whatever, it's just, it was great, man. I mean, it definitely inspired me to keep going and podcasting.
There was
a
part of it that I never understood, which is like, anytime I hear my own voice, it's like, who wants to listen to like a nasal, whiny Midwesterner, right? Like, it's like just not the, it is not an ear-friendly voice. I wish if I talked more like this. And then you're like, that guy sounds like he's like going to touch someone or himself. You know, like, that's like, yeah, what is going on? We're done.
No, but so Taken King's coming out September 15th.
September 15th, yeah.
You're charging $40 for it.
Yeah,
you got
PlayStation
a legendary.
4.
Can you talk about that legendary?
Yeah, so the legendary edition is the edition of the game that has Vanilla Destiny and both DLC packs, the Dark Below, House of Wolves, and the Taken King. And the reason we have this legendary edition is because it's really important to us to get as many players together when we put out a major release. We want it to be an opportunity for players who, you know, maybe checked out the game, and you know, fell off the wagon. Well, we want to get them back on, get them back together, get them connected to their friends again, and we want to create ways for players to come together, converge, and then push through this Taken King adventure and figure out what happens at the end of it.
Now, one last question for me. Some of my old raiding buddies back in the day, these are the guys that fell off the wagon. A couple of them came back with House of Wolves, but a few of them have stayed away. So I'm going to make them listen to this, right? What would you tell them that they need, why they need to play the Taken King? Why should they jump back into Destiny?
Because over the last year, we've been listening so much to what our fans have been talking about, and we have been experiencing the game as players too. I have 3 level 34 characters. I've played some, like, you know, 700 hours of Destiny. You know, a bunch of us on the development team are playing the game right alongside everyone, and it's a game that we're really committed to continuing to improve, and the Taken King is that next major improvement to the Destiny universe, and like, it is our next opportunity to learn and grow, and we want to bring as many people back for that.
Okay, Pete, any last thing?
No. Thank you for everything you guys have been doing. It's you've, and I think Paris said it earlier, you ruined my marriage too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm about to get divorced because of this game. I just want you to know that. It is your fault. Yeah. We have a hashtag, Destiny Wife Problems. Your fault.
I apologize for the domestic issues at home on behalf of everyone at Bungie.
No, but Luke, thank you. We really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. It was a lot of fun, guys.
All right, thank you.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week.